AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Iran's supreme leader is saying nuclear negotiations with the U.S. are not intelligent, wise, or honorable. President Trump has made a suggestion there should be talks. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei also suggested there should be no negotiations with such a government, but stopped short of saying directly there will be no talks with the U.S. One of the architects of Project 2025, Russell Vogt, has won Senate approval to be President Trump's director of the Office of Management and Budget. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer was among the Democrats in the Senate voting no.
If the chaos of the last 2 weeks is any indication of what's to come, Russell Vogt will be a massive liability for Donald Trump, for Republicans, and worst of all, for the country.
House Republicans are working overtime to meet the president's demand for a big budget package that includes tax cuts and program cuts. Sources tell the AP the Trump administration's plan for U.S. aid projects around the world would leave fewer than 300 workers out of 8,000 direct hires and contractors. Later today, a judge in Boston will consider the latest attempt to block President Trump's birthright citizenship order. A search is underway in western Alaska.
After a plane carrying a pilot and 9 passengers between the village of Unalakleet and Nome failed to arrive Thursday afternoon, the aircraft was 12 miles offshore, according to the U.S. Coast Guard, when it went missing. The Nome Volunteer Fire Department says it's conducting a ground search from Nome and White Mountain. The Bering Air Cessna Caravan's route goes 150 miles over the Norton Sound. Some volunteers believe the plane went down in the open water in treacherous below freezing conditions. The disappearance is the third major aviation incident in the U.S. in 8 days. I'm Jennifer King.
A small aircraft crashed on an avenue near downtown Sao Paulo, Brazil, hitting vehicles. There is a report 2 people were killed. This is AP News. How do you properly boil an egg?
Meaning the right temperature and the right length of time. Scientists Emilia Di Lorenzo and Ernesto Di Maio in Naples, Italy, say they've figured it out, but that the right temperature of the yolk isn't the right temperature for the egg white.
If the yolk is cooked in an optimal way, the albumen is not cooked in an optimal way. Take the egg, put it in boiling water for 2 minutes. Boiling water is for sure at 100 degrees Celsius. Then after 2 minutes, you take your egg and you put it in water at 30 degrees Celsius, which is almost ambient temperature. And you keep in there for another 2 minutes, and then you repeat the process until cooking is finished.
Di Lorenzo says the yolk should be the consistency of a cream, spreadable with a knife. I'm Donna Water.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.